Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's take you to Daytona here, and we are looking forward to the big race, the Super Bowl of NASCAR, Super Bowl of stock car racing. Larry McReynolds, who has been working for Fox for forever and is an expert in NASCAR. Larry Mack joining John and you. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Oh, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're awesome. Awesome. So, Larry, tell me, what is it like to be in the infield at the Daytona 500? What is that feeling like?
Well, I tell you, what I'm feeling this week is kind of a new, energized, just environment. And when I was driving in and out of there the other night, best I could tell, it didn't look like you could take a shoehorn and put another motorhome inside that infield. I don't know that it sold out as far as the infield, but it can't be far from it. And I just think there's just a newfound energy about our sport getting ready for 2019. When I look at all the different storylines and something that seems to have the majority of our race fans excited about this new season.
So wait a minute, Larry. So not only are the drivers there with their family and their motor, the nice, lavish motorhomes, I might add. You mean you have fans that are like kind of like hanging out, partying like already?
Oh, they've been there. I got there Thursday a week ago, like 2 days before on-track activity, and fans were already starting to pour in there. Of course, there was a fair amount of fans camped in the infield there around Lake Lloyd and all for last weekend for the Clash and for qualifying. But by the time Wednesday night came, getting ready for the dual races last night, there is a lot of folks there. Yeah, there's the secluded area for the drivers, owners, the crew chief, the broadcasters, their families, and their motor coaches. But there's a lot of energetic fans throughout the infield as well.
Larry McReynolds has covered NASCAR for Fox for a number of years. He joins us from Daytona. The 500 is on Sunday starting at 2 o'clock on Fox as we get ready for the Great American Race here. Hey, Larry, let me ask you a little bit about the field here. Boy, this kid, William Byron, I mean, we were just looking. I mean, he looks like he's 15. I mean, he's got the pole here. This is pretty heady stuff for this guy.
Well, it really is. You know, sitting on a pole for any race is a big deal. It's a big deal for the driver. It's a big deal for the race team. But when you come here, and I was fortunate enough to sit on the pole in 1995, Robert Yates Racing with Dale Jarrett, it's one of the poles that kind of stays with you because it's for the biggest race of the year. And qualifying, unlike most race weekends where it's the day before the race or 2 days before the race, qualifying for the Daytona 500 front row is a week out. So you get to enjoy it for a full week. Now, running a couple of fast laps by yourself, that's one thing. And I don't want to dilute that effort, but getting out there Sunday for 200 laps, 500 miles with 39 other drivers that's trying to win possibly the biggest race of their career, that's a whole another storyline right there. So we'll see how things go there. He looked pretty solid last night in the dual race. He kind of got shuffled out when we had that cycle of early green flag pit stops. But it's pretty obvious all the four Hendrick Chevrolet drivers, all qualifying in the top four last Sunday, looks like they've got some pretty good speed in those race cars.
You know what? I feel like I missed my calling because I've always wanted to be a NASCAR driver and drive around that track doing like 200 miles an hour with like 30 other cars with me. What is that like? What is that like being in Daytona and driving around a track that fast and you have other drivers beside you? What is that feeling?
Well, I'm probably not the right one to answer that because I have never driven a race car in my life. I've only worked on them. You know, was a crew chief for 18, 19 years, been doing the broadcasting. But, you know, spending the time with drivers over the years and then spending time with Jeff Gordon and Darrell Waltrip, Daytona is not so much a physical race. Yeah, it's 500 miles. It's 200 laps. It's going to go probably for 3.5 hours possibly. But it's more of a mental game because, yeah, you're out there three wide, 6-7 rows deep, and you're running 190-plus, close to 200 miles per hour. I know the drivers I worked with talking with Darrell and Jeff that after that race, whether you go to victory lane, whether you finish 5th or 15th, you absolutely are mentally drained. Maybe not physically drained, but totally mentally drained.
Larry McReynolds joining us from Daytona. And as we talk about this, we are looking ahead to the 500 Sunday at 2 on Fox.
So, Larry, wait a minute. So you mean to tell me you worked on all that horsepower, being the crew chief, and you never got out there on the track once and took your baby, your work, out on the track ever?
That would not have been a good thing. You would not want to be behind the wheel of a race car. I'm the guy on the interstate, probably in the left lane, 5 to 10 miles per hour slower than the
I do
traffic.
Not believe likely, that. I don't believe
more than
that.
More than likely, I've got my left blinker on at the same time. Yeah, I'm not the guy you want behind the wheel of a race car.
I cannot believe that. Working on all that beautiful horsepower, all those beautiful engines. And never once got around the track.
It could be.
If everybody wanted to be a race car driver, who would be there to work on?
I guess you're right. I just couldn't imagine like working on that, knowing what it sounds like, and knowing what you put into it, and not going out there and see what it would do. I couldn't. You know, I'm like I said, I think I missed my calling, and plus I was too big to get in the NASCAR. But I definitely think I missed my calling.
Larry Mack.
I didn't miss my calling by not being a race car driver. I can promise you that. I would not have had a very fruitful career.
Larry McReynolds, longtime crew chief and, of course, Fox commentator joining us from Daytona. Larry Mack, let's talk a little bit about the race and this year. We mentioned the kid, William Byron, on the pole. You have the favorites, you know, the veteran guys now in Harvick and Keselowski and whatnot. But as you look at next generation, certainly around here, this being Bill Elliott territory, you know, Chase from same place. Chase Elliott and his, he'd been so close to possibly winning. And Bubba Wallace, who came in so close last year in that iconic car. If you look at those two guys, are Bubba Wallace and Chase Elliott about to pop to that next level in terms of what they mean to the sport?
Well, I think Chase Elliott made a pretty strong statement the second half of last year. Yeah, we were all sitting week in and week out wondering, when is he going to win? And we were almost getting to the point, is he going to win? And then once he won that first race at Watkins Glen last August, it was game on. He ended up winning 3 races. He was the only Hendrick driver, including Jimmy Johnson last year, to find victory lane. And he had 3 of the wins of the 4 wins that Chevrolet had last year. So I think Chase Elliott, he's about to really break out. He started it last year. Unfortunately, with Bubba Wallace, I just don't think it's a fair assessment on him, because I just think it's the facts of life that Richard Petty Motorsport, that they are behind right now. And it's like Kevin Harvick says, you can't drive a slow car fast. It just won't get there. Now, he had a great run last night in the dual race. He's going to start close to the front, I think either row 3 or row 4 on Sunday. When you come here to Daytona or Talladega with that restrictor plate, it kind of becomes the equalizer. Finishing 2nd last year, can Bubba Wallace win this thing on Sunday? Absolutely. People ask me who the favorites are for Sunday. Well, you know what? Just look at the starting lineup, and all of them are favorites, because this is a place where a lot of things can happen, a lot of things can unfold, like it did with Trevor Bayne back in 2011. But, yeah, I just think for Bubba Wallace to move to the forefront, either A, he's going to have to get in a top-notch ride, and it hurts me to say that about the king in Richard Petty Motorsports, but they are behind, and they've got to get their program stepped up if Bubba Wallace wants to bear any fruit.
There, I have a question for you, because as much as I love NASCAR and I try to explain it to other people, to the masses, it's like a lot of people aren't watching NASCAR as much as I think they need to. What can NASCAR do to help bring some fans back to the track?
Well, they're working hard at it. The new group here, Jim France, Steve Phelps, the president, everybody, including the broadcast partners, including the teams, including the tracks. We are all working hard. And, you know, I think the sport is healthy. I know we're not where we were a decade ago, not with attendance, not with ratings. But you know what? When that green flag waves on Sunday, including the people I spoke about in the infield, there's still going to be close to 100,000 people there. That's not too bad in today's society for a sporting event. And there's our ratings are still second only to the NFL. So they are working hard. I think a lot of these new drivers coming up, like Chase Elliott, like William Byron and Alex Bowman and Eric Jones, I think that can help pull more eyeballs from our younger demo to watching the sport. But I think the biggest thing that fights us today is what fights everything as far as sporting events, and it's just the way people go about keeping up with sporting events. People no longer sit behind that television for 2.5, 3, 3.5 hours. They don't necessarily go and watch the event live. They're on their smartphones, their iPads, everything else, watching it in that method. You know, I see my kids. My kids are in their 20s. And that's what they do when it comes to watching baseball, football, basketball, or anything else.
All right, final question for me, for Larry McReynolds and Larry Mack. Thank you for taking time down at Daytona. And we've been talking about Chase Elliott because, you know, he's kind of, you know, a local guy here for us up there from Dawsonville. He starts in the 18th spot, Austin Dillon, defending champion, in the 20th spot. You have some of the, you know, favorites maybe more towards the top because Kevin Harvick will be on row two with Joey Logano. 5:30-ish on Sunday, who's going to be the guy standing outside his car waving his hand in the air?
Yeah, and I mean, that's the question everybody's asking today. You think about Austin Dillon, you talked about him starting mid-pack. Last year, because of being in a backup car, he had to start at the rear of the field. So where you start is not significant of how you're going to run by no stretch of the imagination. Yeah, it's always nice to start up front. You get good pit selection. But I like the Fords right now. The Fords have been so strong. There was a big question how this new Ford Mustang would be. Well, it looks like to me they've not missed a beat with it. They swept the top three spots in both the dual races last night. But I tell you, I just like the guy that hoisted the championship trophy about 3 or 4 months ago at Homestead. He won his dual race last night on a last lap pass. If you pin me down and say, who's going to win? Right now, I have to point my finger at Joey Logano in that 22 car, which this would be his second Daytona 500 win.
Larry Mack, do appreciate your insight. Thank you very much, as
always.
Thank
you very much.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.